Reading from God's Word is from the Epistle of 1 John, the 3rd chapter. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our sermon this evening is the reading that we have just heard from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. So far the words of our text. When we lived in Nebraska, we had not been there very long before we learned that the state of Nebraska does something rather unique with car license plates. Every county in the state is assigned its own specific unique number. And then every license plate issued in that county all start with that particular number. So if you know the code, you can tell where in Nebraska someone is from just by looking at their license plate. Our county number when we lived there was 22. So our license plate started with 22. And if we ever saw anyone else whose license plate started with a 22, we knew that they were from the same county as us. Living there for as long as we did, we learned a lot of the other county numbers as well. 33 meant the person was from the county to the east of us, to the south of us. 34 meant they were to the county west of us. 3 meant they were from the county east of us. If a person's license plate did not have any numbers at all, but was just letters, that meant that the person was from either Lincoln or Omaha. So anywhere in the state you would drive, people would be able to tell where you are from just by looking at your license plate. Our theme for this evening is remember whose you are. Now, you and I do not walk around with numbers on ourselves telling people where we are from. But you do have a mark on you. Did you know that? You can't see it, but it's there. During the rite of holy baptism, the pastor says to the person being baptized, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Your baptism marks you as someone who belongs to Jesus. Remember whose you are. You are not your own. Contrary to what our society tells me, I do not belong to myself. And you do not belong to yourself. The scriptures tell us that we are by nature sinful creatures. Behold, I was sinful from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The scriptures teach us that by nature you and I are God's enemies. Why else do we keep doing the things that God tells us not to do? Why else do we so often refrain from doing the things He does tell us to do? Why do we know what He says and ignore it or make excuses to get around it? By nature, we have nothing to offer to God. Now, I know we like to think that we do. Oh boy, God's lucky He's got somebody like me on His side. Now, of course, we would never say that out loud. That would sound too arrogant. But think of all that I can give. Think of all that I can do. Think of all that I can contribute to help God out. But guess what? Everything that I have Where did I get it from in the first place? Oh, yeah. Everything that you have, it's God's already because He's the one that gave it to you. So there's nothing that you or I can give to God that's not already His. Remember whose you are. On our own, we are by nature sinful creatures, enemies of God who think that we are big stuff because we're going to give back to Him stuff that's already His. Remember whose you are. Because something has changed. Because Jesus has put His mark on me. And Jesus has put His mark on you. The Apostle John says to you and me this evening, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. This is love. God makes us His children. Think of who we just said that we are by nature. God makes us His children out of His love. Not because we deserved it, not because we earned it. See what kind of love the Father has for you. How much He loves you. That He has made you and me, sinful, rebellious creatures that we are, that He has made us His children. Remember whose you are. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Do you not know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death? In baptism, God unites us with Jesus, His only begotten Son, making us His children as well. Because Jesus is God's Son, and I am united to Jesus in my baptism, I am also God's child. Because you are united to Jesus in your baptism, you are also God's child. Remember whose you are. You are God's. You are His child. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. In Jesus, we are new creations, new creatures. Your sinful nature you have had since you were born, since you were conceived, really. But God has given you a new nature, a new man or woman that daily emerges and arises to live before God in righteousness and purity forever, as the Catechism teaches us. God has given you and me a new nature that does not want to do the things God says do not do, a new nature that does want to do the things that God says do. A new nature that wants to listen to what He says and not ignore it or make excuses to get around it. Remember whose you are. You bear His mark. In Jesus, God changes us from His enemies to His heirs. Who is it that receives a parent's things? The children. Now, we have already said that we are God's children. So that means we are also heirs. If you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. You are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. In Jesus, we are no longer separated from God. Our sin does not keep us away from Him because He has come down to us in the water and the word of our baptism. He comes down to us and touches us, claims us, makes us His. But now in Christ, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember whose you are. In Jesus, God's precious and loved child, a new creation, his heir. Now, raise your hand, and I'm being serious now, this is not a rhetorical question. Raise your hand if you have ever, in your life, ever, at any time, ever had a conflict with another person. Yeah, my hand's up too. What does my baptism have to do with conflict? What does your baptism have to do with conflict? Oftentimes, conflict catches us by surprise. And so, instead of thinking things through biblically like Christians, we just react. Forgetting whose we are, we act like we belong to ourselves. And we react out of anger or out of fear without thinking. But conflict does not change whose you are. You know, as a matter of fact, as God's children, we ought to expect there to be conflict in the world and in our lives. Because we know that the world we live in is broken and sinful. And we know that everyone around us, everyone we interact with, everyone we have dealings with, is a sinful person. And we know that we are sinful people too. So conflict should not really catch us by surprise. We ought to expect it. Because we are God's children through baptism into Christ, we do not have to just react to conflict according to our sinful nature. Your baptism comforts you through the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that the Holy Spirit dwells within you? He does, because you are God's child, a new creation. Your sins are washed away. Baptism gives you a new identity as a new creation and a child of God. Baptism reminds us that we do not belong to ourselves. You are not your own, for you were bought for a price. You are washed. You are cleansed. You are sanctified. You are claimed. So act like it. Having been baptized into Christ, I can walk in newness of life, and so can you. Baptism teaches us to put off the old self and put on the new self. The Wednesday evening sermons during the season of Lent, all around our circuit, we've been looking at what that looks like. I need, first of all, to be reconciled to God. You need to be reconciled to God. Our most serious conflict in all of life is the one we have with God. So God has reconciled us to Himself through His Son Jesus. We are His. So remember whose you are. And then, I need to be reconciled to other people. Sometimes other people sin against me. Sometimes I sin against others. Now, if you are like me, and I suspect that you probably are like me, I like to think that all the conflicts I've ever been involved in are always the other person's fault. If only she wasn't so stubborn. If only he wasn't so picky. Or whatever it is. But the truth is that I am by nature a sinful creature just like they are. And more often than I'd like to admit, the reason for the conflict is me. So when that is the case, as a Christian, remembering whose I am as a child of God, as a new creation, I go to that person and apologize, not making excuses, and ask for their forgiveness. And when it is a sin that someone else has done against me, and they come to me and say that they were wrong and that they are sorry, and they ask for my forgiveness, as a Christian, remembering whose I am, as a child of God, as a new creation, I forgive them. If you know the code, a Nebraska license plate will tell you where in the state a person is from. If you know what the scriptures say about your baptism, you will always, even in the midst of conflict, remember whose you are. You are Christ's. You have been purchased through His blood shed for you. You are a forgiven child of God, an heir, a new creation, called by Him to live a new life. Amen.